States v. Jackson. Mr. McGowan.
May it please the Court, Counsel. My name is Andrew J. McGowan. I'm with the Federal Public Defender's Office for the Central District of Illinois, and I represent the appellant in this case, Mr. Eric Jackson. I've raised two issues in this appeal. One's a suppression issue and one's a sentencing issue, and unless the Court has any questions about the sentencing issue, I intend to address the suppression issue. Officers with an arrest warrant for Eric Jackson entered a third party's residence to look for him. The officers did not have consent and there was no exigent circumstances. The question in this case...
Well, what do you think the police should have done?
Gotten a warrant. A
Pardon?
Search warrant.
What should they have done? Say it again.
Gotten a search warrant.
A search warrant for...
The third party's residence.
And what would that have done?
That would have allowed a judicial determination of probable cause about whether the agents had enough evidence that the subject of the arrest warrant was in the third party's residence.
That's not generally the law in most circuits, though, is it?
No, it isn't.
Well, a search warrant is for the protection of the owner of the property being searched, however, and that is not the issue here.
Well, that's true in some sense. However, it's always a question about when officers are going into a place about other people's interests as well. So, for instance, executing...
Yeah, you have the wrong plaintiff, or, you know...
Well, actually, I believe I have the right... The right
you have the wrong party.
I have the right party here because...
It wasn't his house that was disrupted by the police entry. It was the people living there.
True.
Or the owner. So they could bring a Fourth Amendment case... But why should it affect his sentence?
I think that his reasonable expectation of privacy should be the general reasonable expectation of privacy. I think that
he has no expectation of privacy in someone else's house.
Certainly he does, if he is an overnight guest, at least. So, for instance, the government's arguing that he would have more rights in somebody else's house as opposed to his own. But that's only true in a very small window. It wouldn't be true if he were just a visitor, because he wouldn't have any expectation of privacy. He wouldn't have an expectation of privacy if this third-party residence also became his residence. It would only be true if, in this situation, he was an overnight guest. But the problem with the Peyton opinion and the problem with the government's argument is that the Peyton opinion relies entirely on an implicit finding by the judicial officer when he finds probable cause to arrest somebody. There's an implicit finding that that affects...
Well, what if there were
house?
Nobody else there? What if he was just in a hotel room? They have an arrest warrant. They have to get a search warrant for the hotel room when he's the only person there? Is that your position?
Yes.
Yeah, that's not tenable.
But, of course, this is not a situation where there was a hotel room.
No, but if there are other people involved, their rights may be infringed, so they can bring a suit. It doesn't have anything to do, from his standpoint, it doesn't make any difference whether there are other people there or he's alone in a hotel room. They have an arrest warrant for him. They can look for him wherever they want. Of course, in the course of doing that, if they infringe some other people's rights, they have no immunity. But there's no infringement of his rights once the arrest warrant is issued.
Your Honor, I think that the arrest warrant is tied particularly to the person's residence.
What's your purpose? Why are you arguing this? What does it relate to in, you know, what the Constitution is supposed to be about?
The Fourth Amendment requires, generally speaking, a search warrant.
Practical. What are you worried about? What bad things happen if, in my hypothetical case, they have an arrest warrant, they're looking for this guy all over the place, they learn he's staying in the Ritz-Carlton, and they go to the Ritz-Carlton and they barge into his room. Or they get a pass key from the hotel detective and they go in and they arrest him. Why should they have to get a search warrant to do that?
Because the Fourth Amendment essentially
give
requires
me a reason. Don't. There's nothing in the search in the Fourth
reason.
Amendment that addresses it. What practical interest are you trying to protect?
I'm trying to protect everybody's interest in in
Wait a minute, everybody, if there's somebody else is involved, there's someone else in the room, maybe that person has a right. But once the arrest warrant is issued against him, why should there be a subsequent warrant just because he's in a room somewhere?
It's to prevent officers from making this determination. That's the protection.
What determination? They have the arrest warrant, for goodness sake.
The arrest warrant is simply that a person committed a crime.
Yes, I know. They have an arrest warrant. They think he's in a hotel room. They go in. Maybe he's not there. If someone else is there, they've gone into the wrong room, they may be liable to that person. But as long as no third party is involved, what possible interest does this fellow have?
He has an interest in judges determining if there's probable cause that he's
where
here.
Where he is?
Certainly. There's no difference between searching for a person and searching for things.
There's an arrest warrant for him.
That's just a probable cause determination that the person did it.
His property isn't interfered with. His privacy isn't interfered with. Nothing is interfered with. He's just arrested in a hotel room.
Your Honor, you're focusing on this hotel room, but we have a different fact scenario here.
No, I'm asking about my hotel room. And then you can go on and say this is a different case if you want. But your take on the hotel room strikes me as preposterous.
My take on the hotel room is based
totally unrelated to anybody's legitimate interest in anything, because this person is in a hotel room. There's an arrest warrant out for him. Why on earth do you need to have a search warrant?
Like I said, my argument is based on the judge's determination of probable cause as opposed to an officer's, which is generally
ruled probable cause of what?
Of where he is.
Of where he is?
Exactly.
Why is that relevant? That's Judge Posner's point, I think. Doesn't matter where he is.
Well, it doesn't matter if he's out in the public, that's for sure, because officers can simply arrest him. And like I said, this is only affecting a very narrow space in somebody else's residence, is my point.
I'm surprised you distinguish between the public street and the hotel room.
That's a huge difference.
It is? Why?
It certainly is, because
is
the person's
huge?
Out in
Why
the public area.
Why is it a difference
area.
At
because
all?
Officers have a right to be out in public.
They have a you right to go in a hotel room if the owner of the hotel room lets them in.
If they have a search warrant.
You've got to assume that he's got some right to privacy in order to make this argument.
Exactly, and I am making
that. He doesn't have any.
Certainly does. He has a reasonable expectation of privacy in somebody else's house. Not when he's just a guest, but he's an overnight guest.
Really bad argument.
Well.
Really extreme.
That is
be a good case for an Anders brief.
Your Honor, the First Circuit in Weems actually sort of presupposed that this was an accurate argument.
Okay, well, thank you, Mr. McGowan. So, Mr. Madden?
Good morning, Your Honors. Matthew Madden on behalf of the United States. We're happy to rest on our brief unless there are any questions.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And thank you, Mr. McGowan, and thank you for your heroic uphill battle. So we'll move to our last case, United States versus